Paul Eisenstein with the DetroitBureau.com joins us. Paul, I've been looking for a car. I've been looking for a Chevy Tahoe. And I not only have I not been able to drive one, but I haven't even seen one on a lot. And I've been to three or four different dealerships. Haven't even seen one. And this is a situation where we are seeing on these lots fewer and fewer and fewer and fewer vehicles. What's the deal here? Why are we seeing less cars on these lots?
Well, we are in the midst of a major problem, and it dates back to the beginning of the COVID pandemic, where the auto industry thought that sales were going to collapse for the rest of the year. You'll remember in the first month or so after the lockdown, sales went down as much as 60% or so. Automakers cut back on their orders for parts, and in particular semiconductors. Well, the semiconductor industry said, we got all these people locked down. We can redirect our chips to things like computer screens, smartphones.
Cell phones, yeah.
All sorts of stuff. And they found new customers. Well, the industry, the auto industry, came back faster than expected, but they had no chips anymore. And the semiconductor industry also found out that all those consumer electronics manufacturers were willing to pay more for the chips. So now the industry continues to struggle to come up with supplies. It's complicated by a whole bunch of things, including a bunch of moves that former President Trump made, getting us into a trade war with China, which has been reluctant to help us out of the problem. So when you add this all over all sorts of other issues, and there have been natural disasters and things that have cut into chip supplies, those chips, which are essential to today's cars. Today's cars use as many as 100 to 150 microprocessors each. What you have is a real slowdown in production.
Mm. Auto Forecast Solutions estimated that OEMs removed almost 28,000 more vehicles from their production plans worldwide because of the microchip shortage last week. How short are we still? It's still bad?
Yeah. Let me tell you what happened when I was down for an event that Toyota did at their headquarters in Plano, Texas recently. I spoke with the retiring Bob Carter, their North American sales chief. And he told me first of all, the auto industry normally likes to have about a 60 to 75 day supply, depending on the product, of unsold vehicles at showrooms. 60 to 75 days. Toyota right now, you ready for this? Has about a day and a half, and they're not alone. You have the same problem happening with manufacturers across the auto industry. They simply don't have vehicles. And as a result, you're going to have that problem that you have with the Tahoe. Production keeps getting cut. And what's happening is as soon as trucks land at the showroom, the dealers basically are just delivering the people who've been waiting,
right.
So they can't build up inventory. Carter told me he does not expect the situation to improve until sometime in 2023. And it could be the third quarter in the year before we see anything close to normal.
Mm.
Now, if you want, we can talk about some of the changes that are coming as a result of this.
Well, and that's, I guess, where I was going with this, because I had talked to insiders in the industry even last year that said, we expect this to go probably towards the front end of 2023. So now you're telling me it's moving towards the midway point into the back end of 2023, and that's an issue. So where do we go from here? Where do the OEMs take this thing?
Well, one of the challenges the industry is figuring out is how to deal with this to get customers both to be happier about what they're doing and the process, but also to change the way that they buy. Now, I have a Ford Lightning I'm ordering, the electric vehicle, and I had an order placed, so I've been waiting months for it, and I knew that. But I also got to spec out the vehicle exactly the way I wanted, rather than having to grab whatever is on a showroom lot. So we're starting to see many Americans ordering vehicles in advance. It's become so popular that the order bank for the Ford Maverick, that really hot new compact pickup, is sold out. They're not going to be able to place an order until sometime over the summer. The same thing with the Ford Bronco Raptor and a number of other vehicles. What the manufacturers are encouraging is that people order in advance. In some cases, you can stabilize your price. You're not paying a premium to grab something the day You get to the showroom, and you can spec it out exactly as you want.
Well, and that's something, and I just want to make sure, that's something that Jim Farley, the CEO of Ford, has said, right? That he believes the future of auto purchasing, auto buying, from a customer's perspective, is going to be done basically online. You order what you want, and you get it when you get it.
Yeah, now the reality is that's not going to prove to be the way. Americans are traditionally ones who want the vehicle when they want it. Very often we make impulse purchases. You just get tired of the car or truck because something happened perhaps that day, and you get, oh, damn, it's time to trade it in. So you're going to any company that thinks that that's the only way that Americans are going to switch to buying will wind up changing its approach very soon. I don't think that's going to be the universal way to get a vehicle. And you have to have everybody else willing to do that, the entire industry doing it, or you're going to lose customers. But I do think you're going to see a significantly higher percentage of Americans order vehicles as opposed to buying on impulse when they walk into the showroom. And by the way, one of the ways that that works out for manufacturers is because a lot of people lease. So they know when it's going to be time to trade in the vehicle, to return the lease. So it's easier to get those people on leasing to think about buying or ordering well ahead of time.
Do they have a plan for somebody who comes in and says, you know, let's say my car died and I need to buy a car now? And the dealer will tell them, well, we have a wait, and you got to wait for this car. Do they have a solution for that? Is there something in place that can get people still driving?
That's a good question, and I think the answer depends on the dealer. In some cases, it helps when you have a dealer that is part of a network. And remember, we have really migrated away from where individual standalone dealerships dominate the industry to mega dealers like AutoNation and the like.
Sure.
So it's a little bit easier if you're in one of those big networks to take a look on your computer and say, well, I don't have, you know, blank, blank, blank vehicle in my stock today, but I have one at a showroom 75 miles away, and I can get that thing here in the next couple of days, or you can get over there and pick it up. That's helping a little bit. And by the way, there was a study that came out just recently. It was run by a dealer, and I apologize, I don't remember which dealer it was, but it was a national survey, and it found that Americans are willing to travel almost 500 miles to find the used car that they want. And I know people that are driving across state to get the new vehicle they
want. Well, we're seeing elevated prices across the board. I got just about a minute left here, and I wanted to ask you about this, because we're seeing OEMs build the cars and then put them on a lot until they get the semiconductors needed to finish the build, and then they can ship them off to the dealers, and then they can ship them off to their customers. Has there been any conversation about building these cars minus the chips, and then getting them to the dealership to get to people? And then when they get the pieces needed in, they can call them in, put the stuff in, and away they go. Has that been talked about?
Yeah, no, that has been done in a few situations. I believe General Motors, for example, had to leave out some rear seat heaters that they were able to plug the chips in later on. Mm-hmm. In some cases, getting replacement chips later on can be a very easy fix. Unfortunately, it's not effective for everything. So in some cases, you're getting vehicles that don't have features that they would have before. BMW has taken out touch screens in some of their vehicles, and they won't update them back to what the customers originally had hoped to buy.
Yeah.
But there are some cars, yes, they can update later on and simply plug in a module, and bingo, you've got your features back.
Interesting stuff. Always good insight. Paul Eisenstein, thank you for the time, my man. Appreciate you.
Great to be with you.
All right, more next on the Paul W. Smith Show here on WJR.